In local news, former senior police officer Deborah Platts, APM, is set to be appointed Queensland's new Human Rights Commissioner. Ms. Platts has previously served as Assistant Commissioner in the Queensland Police and most recently Deputy Commissioner of the New South Wales SES. The outgoing Human Rights Commissioner Scott McDougall, who served for 7 years, said his office did not wield enough power in the state, noting its inability to act on the issue of children being held in police watch houses. McDougall said leaving the role with the issue remaining was his biggest regret.
New proposed electoral law changes from the Crisafulli LNP government will see property developers able to make political donations in Queensland state elections. In the last election campaign, David Crisafulli promised to dismantle the ban on developers donating to political parties, with Attorney General Deb Frecklington telling Parliament on Thursday the LNP government is on track to make good on their campaign promises. In a statement, she said, quote, "It is putting trade unions, property developers and anyone else who wants to donate on a level playing field," end quote. Many are still in opposition to lifting the cap, with Shadow Attorney General Megan Scanlon saying, quote, "At a time where there should be less money and influence in politics, the LNP is giving the top end of town even more influence," end quote.
In national news, thousands of women say they are being denied period products in New South Wales hospitals, 3 years after New South Wales Health promised access. Share the Dignity's national survey heard from almost 43,000 people in New South Wales. 13% of them said they could not get period products when they asked hospital staff. Advocates are now campaigning for free period product vending machines to be installed in every hospital. New South Wales Health Minister has said he will consider the proposal.
Australia is in for a meteor shower this weekend, with the Geminid meteor shower expected to light up our skies. Watchers can expect dozens of meteors each hour as debris from the asteroid 3200 Phaethon passes by the Earth. Astronomer and curator at Melbourne Planetarium, Tanya Hill, has said we're in for a spectacular show due to the nature of the meteor. The Geminids are a rare occurrence, as they are the remnants of an asteroid rather than a comet. To see the show, you'll have to look towards the northeast, finding Jupiter as a pinpoint of where to look in the sky. The meteors should be visible in the early hours of Saturday until Tuesday, with most of the action between Sunday and Monday. You'll have to stay up past midnight for the show, or be willing to rise very early, as peak times will be between 2 and 3:30 a.m.
In international news, NATO Chief Mark Rutte has urged allies to step up their defense efforts to prevent a war being waged by Russia. In a speech in Berlin, Rutte said that Russia could be ready to use military force against NATO within 5 years, adding that it could be, quote, "on the scale of war that our grandparents and great-grandparents endured," end quote. Rutte also shared his fear that too many countries have become complacent to the threat. European Union governments are expected to agree today to freeze Russian central bank assets. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky is preparing to send the US revised proposals to end Russia's war.
For your weather today, Brisbane is looking a little cloudy with some rain later this afternoon. It's currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your 10 a.m. news, but we'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. So in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.